Good morning, students. Welcome to our today's teaching on e-learning. I am going to teach government for SS2. I am still Mrs. Florence Iwanyanwu, your government / CRK teacher. We are still on local government administration in Nigeria. And today we are going to look at the conclusive part of the topic, and we are going to, check out the problems facing local government administration in Nigeria. Okay? And we are also going to look at ways of solving these problems. Honestly, without these problems facing local government in Nigeria, I think it would have been a very good thing that Nigeria adopted the system similar to that of Britain. You can imagine, as far back as 1976, the local government administration had already been made an official third tier of government. Okay? A long time ago. Still, up till now, the local government seemed to be crawling. You know, it doesn't even seem to know exactly where it is going to. I mean, it's disappointing. Because if the government should reach out to the people of the grassroots, then everything will be all right. Okay, now let's look at the problems. We are going to check out the problems one after the other. Now, one major problem of local government administration in Nigeria is lack of trained personnel. This had been the bane of local government administration in Nigeria. But now that the conditions of service of local government personnel are the same with those of them in the central government, this problem is being overcome, coupled with the fact that central and state government personnel are being seconded to the local government authorities. Now, I will explain this. Before now, When you hear that someone is working at the local government, people usually laugh at the person. Okay? When we're very young, when you hear that this person is working at the local government, you know that originally that person is poor. It's as if those local government workers are professionally poor. Let me put it that way. Because it's as if the juggernauts in the society wouldn't even want to find themselves in the local government, okay? But as time goes on, the government tries to make the local government workers, have the same salary scale with their counterparts in the central and state governments, respectively. But it is not just a matter of creating such status for them. There was a time the local government workers were not able to get their salaries for many months. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about lack of trained personnel. Do you know that most of the time, it's not as if they don't even get trained personnel. But these trained personnel find it difficult to live in rural areas. They find it very difficult to live in rural areas. They will wangle their ways and go back to the urban areas. And the place where they are supposed to have been posted, they will leave that place and go for a more comfortable place. That is why when you go to urban areas, you see more qualified personnel that might not even have enough work to do. But in the rural areas, because there are no electricities or piping water or, life, condition is not conducive, they'll rather go to a better place. It's a problem, a very big problem, because one way or the other, someone needs to do the job. Okay? Another big problem is inadequate fund. Local authorities lack adequate funds to finance their projects. Most of the time, their state and federal allocations are very meager, coupled with the fact that they are delayed for a very long time. I think sometime in the early 2000s, there was a time they said they were having zero allocation. You know, some of them were not even having the allocation as at when due. By the time the allocation came to them, they would have finished spending it. Okay? So because of that inadequate fund, the local government chairpersons find it extremely difficult to do what they are supposed to do. You will see dilapidated environment here and there, terrible roads, you know, electricity, no pipe-borne water and all that. These are one of the duties of local government. But when they don't have the wherewithal to bring these things into manifestation, there is nothing they can do. Yeah, there is nothing they can do. Okay. Another point, another problem of local government is misappropriation of funds. Misappropriation of funds. Although this is not peculiar to local government administration alone, the impact of misappropriation and embezzlement are more due to the limited finances and sources of income. If you ask me, this is just an excuse. Misappropriation or embezzlement is a very terrible thing. You know, when money or when a particular budget is meant for a particular project, let it go there. But oftentimes, just like I pointed out in our last lesson, some of them never knew they will find themselves in corridors of power. And so they become intoxicated that when they come into power, they'll start living above their means. You know, in our everyday life, let us try not to live above our means. The moment you're living above your means, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be in trouble when you live above your means, because you will try to maintain that status quo. Meanwhile, that's not the original place you find yourself. You just created it for yourself. I'm not saying one cannot achieve a higher level for oneself, but let it be that what you're doing is commensurate to what you're spending. Okay. Another problem is political interference. Political never-do-wells are dumped in the local government councils. Political never-do-wells are dumped in the local government councils. Okay? You know, it's funny. Why is it funny? Now, most of the time, whenever elections are to be held, that will be the time the state governors will now know that they need to appoint local government chairpersons. And you'll be wondering, what stopped them from making such provision for them in the first term when they started? No, they want people that will get votes for them. That is Nigerian style for you. And when they now appoint these people will want to live up to expectation by doing all that they can to win in their different local governments. Okay? And after they would have won the election, the state government or the state governors will now give those guys a very good positions, whether they are qualified or not. Remember that one of the problems we have in Nigeria is that people who have the knowledge or ideas are not even given opportunity to work. That is why in a funny country like Nigeria, you find someone who is a lawyer becoming minister for works and housing. Isn't it funny? Okay, because, you know, when we talk about specialization, okay, it is when you bring out the best in you that it will lead to specialization. Okay, that it's a problem because some of them, they're not even doing it intentionally. They're not professionals in those fields. They don't know what to do. Their positions are given to them for compensation, for helping whoever that is at the top for winning elections. Okay. Another problem is control from states through central government. Another problem is control from state and central government. Remember that the states and the federal government usually have control over the local government. And you know, Too much control hamper effectiveness and coherence. Okay, too much control hamper effectiveness and coherence. That is what we do to you teenagers. Sometimes you find us parents looking at you and you'll be wondering, why didn't mommy say anything because of what you did? We're just allowing you to know whether you use your brain to do the right thing. We will not always tell you what to do because one day you're going to be on your own. So, but that is what the state and the federal do not understand. They are always trying to control the local government every now and then, and it's affecting them negatively. Okay, all right. Now let's look at ways of solving local government problems. What are the possible ways of solving these problems? Okay. Now pay attention. Social scientists, in particular. Have not agreed on permanent solutions to social problems. Rather, they contend that social problems can at best be controlled. It cannot be totally eradicated, but it can be controlled. They claim that solutions to problems can only be possible in society, in mobile societies, otherwise dynamic societies. Okay, why are we talking about dynamism here? When we say that something is dynamic, something that changes from time to time, dynamic is opposite of static. But our own society seems to be static. Something, they don't allow anything to change. Okay, meanwhile, the society is supposed to be dynamic. Government is dynamic. It is only state that is static, if you remember what I taught you. It is only state that is static. Government should be dynamic. It should come and go. Society should also change. All right? When such changes occur, it is possible for people to have brighter ideas. But whereby the people at the top are still the ones bringing people who will continue from where they stop, honestly, the change will be almost impossible. Because whoever that is manipulating at the top will want the people to continue to do what he or she wants. That is the problem. Okay? So, but in a suggestive way, if we have to have solution to the problems of local government, there should be dynamism. In administration of local government, there should be what? Dynamism. It should not be static. Local government administration should not be what? Static. Okay. Now, let us look at another point, personnel. Okay. Local authorities should plan to be independent of state or central government in personnel matters. They should be independent of state or central government in personnel matters by employing skilled personnel and encouraging in-service training for its employees. This is service training, is a situation where someone is serving and from time to time the person is paid, you know, to travel for a particular course. We call it in-service training. You know, the person will be paid or the person will be given amount of money to go for a training that will benefit the organization. If they should involve themselves in paying for in-service training for their staff, a lot of things will turn out positive. Another one is fund. The local government administration should explore more avenues of generating income. Rather than depend heavily on grants, allocations, and loans. Did you get that? Okay, they should find out more strategies of making money for themselves instead of totally waiting for the federal government and the state to give them funds. All right. Another point is proper supervisory role should be encouraged to avoid misappropriation and embezzlement of funds. Proper supervisory roles should be encouraged to avoid misappropriation and embezzlement of funds. Now, let me give you an example. When you go to this Oyibo market, I keep on using it as an example because I think that one is very practical. You will see that the tickets, those guys that give out tickets to the market seller, market women, men and women, you cannot really say, this is the person that gives this ticket particular. There are so many of them. There are so many of them. The person that you see today might not be the person you see tomorrow. That means accountability will be difficult. Some are doing it for their own selfish gains. Okay? That means the account of the local government from the revenue generated from the market will not be 100%. It will not be 100%. So if they should have people who will supervise, okay, reliable people, not just anyone, who will supervise this collection of rates, they will have more revenue. Yeah, they will have more revenue. Okay. The last but not the least is external interference should be discouraged by depoliticizing local government matters and encouraging meritocracy rather than mediocrity at the grassroots. Meritocracy, mediocrity at the grassroots. Now, this one is simple. When someone merits a position, let that person be in that position. Don't try to maneuver because the person does not know anybody that knows somebody that knows Buhari. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what is going on in that area. Now, it is also difficult for us to say this man who is at the helm of affairs in the local government, you know, is there to know the plight of the people. You find out that they are hardly where they're supposed to be. Oftentimes, those of them in the rural areas, you will not find them there when you want to make complaints. They are not there. The only time they come around to the local government is the end of the month when they are going to collect subventions. Now, if there should be a means of government checking out those people who are not there and penalizing them, I think a lot of things will be okay. When one accepts to be the head of a particular local government, that person should also know that it entails a lot. It entails a lot. But most of the time, you find out that if something is going wrong in the local government, you will not find the so-called local government personnel or local government chairpersons. They are not there. They are somewhere cruising in Abuja or somewhere else. Okay? If something like that is done, a lot of things will turn out better. I hope you must have learned one or two things. Okay? Try as much as you can to, read your book, check out what we did in the control of local government, check out the problems of local government, and consider ways of solving local government problems. Okay? It has been so far so good. In our next topic, we are going to start pre-colonial political administration. Please, you know we are going to do group assignments, surely. By His Grace, whenever the school resumes, we'll start the group assignment, but I'm still going to teach. So even while I'm teaching you, please start doing it. It's compulsory. Because pre-colonial political administration is a prerequisite to learning colonialism, okay, and constitutional development. It is very, very essential that you start now. Now, we're going to look at pre-colonial political administration in the East, in the West, and in the North. We're going to look at certain things that happened before the colonial masters came to Nigeria. Okay, I'll stop here for now. Hope you keep on reading your book. Have a pleasant day.